Learning Masechet Yuma Daf Nun Chesem and Aleph. The sugi starts in Daf Nun Zayin and Beis. The sugi of Ma'ariv and Lekronis. Ganze Gemara. The Mishnah said Ira Dama Par Lasech Dama Sar. The Hemser is Hamal LeRekan. They mix together the Dama Par and Dama Sar before you do the Maton of the Kronis. And the Gemara says Tan Command Yom and Ma'ariv and Lekronis. We're in a Machlekes of Yesh and of Yenison with the different drushes. If you mix the Dam and Par and Dam and Sar before you put it on the Dalit Kronis of the Mizbeach Epnimi. So the Mikdash David, Ham David Rapport, and also the Brisker Rav, they have a Chakira like this. If you hold Ma'arv and Lekronis, is it the Pshat and it's really two Zrikas? The Par needs a Matana Dalit on the Kronis and a Matana Zayin Altira, and the Sar also needs a Matana Dalit on the Kronis and Zayin Altira. The Halacha is that you do them together. But the Zrika is a Zrika of the Par, and also a Zrika of the Sar, the two Zrikas. Well, no. It's like one big Zrika. It's one Zrika. It's like a new Anayadin. Anay is Zrika of both the Par and the Sar. It's not a Zrika of the Par and also a Zrika of the Sar. It's Anay and Zrika. It's one Zrika of the Par and the Sar. The Mikdash David says in Afkamina, so Bachleikis Rebbe in the Chacham and Zvachim the Fayin Hey, if you have two dam that gets mixed together, Rebbe says they have to have a shir zrika for each of them in order to be zerikit. So that's a shayla. Let's say it was nishmach the dam apar the dam is sorry, but even you don't have a shir zrika from each of them, but you have a shir zrika from both together. So it's a shayla. Is according to Rebbe, can you do it? If you need both zrikas, so you need a shir for both. If it's one zrika, so the shir would be the combined. Even according to Rabbanan, bin Afkimini says like this. Let's say you say, I'm doing the par part, I'm doing it b'machshav v'tichutz uzmana yukadayma. So if it's two zrikas, so the par and the sar, so you pass all the par. You can pass all the par b'machshav. As long as you m'cheshev on the dama par, you can pass all the par. If you think about the sar, you can pass all the sar. But if you hold it's one zrika from both of them, so the only din machshav will be is on the whole dam. If you say part of the dam that I'm doing this week on should be for the machshav v'tichutz uzmana, that doesn't work. Because it's only part of the Zrika. You have to do the whole Zrika Machshav with the Pasul. So if the Pshat is two separate Zrikas that are gradually coming together, so each one has a Din Zrika. So each one would have a Machshavah's Pigle to Pasul. But if it's one big Zrika, so you'd have to be Cheshav on the whole thing. The Brisker Rav also clears the thing. He wants to say, that says in the Gemara Nafnan Chesed Din, the Yom Arif, right? We have here the Gemara here, that you, the iridam and parladam is sar, and why you magzer as a mole lerekan, you pour it back in, kadela arva yafa yafa. Basra din is it kadela arva yafa yafa. He wants a taina, if it's a din to give them together, then why would you have to mix it yafa yafa? If it's a din, each one separately, so you have to make sure that each hazal you do has in it par and sar, that's you have to marry it together. But if there'd be a din, a naya zrika from the dam and parladam is sar, Mehechateis would have to be Ma'uriv together, Yafa Yafa. That's what the Brisker Rav says. I would have thought Mamish Vakert. Even if it's one Zrika from both, but it has to be from both. So I would have to be Ma'uriv Yafa Yafa. I would have thought Mamish Vakert. That if the Pshat is, it's a Zrika from the Par and also a Zrika from the Sar, which happen to be together, so you find, all the time you find that by Dam that gets mixed, you put it together. Yeah, you have a Gemaris in Zvachim. In the 8th parak of Zvachim, if the dam get mixed together, let's say two chatayis get mixed together, see, so you're both of them together. It doesn't say to ma'arif yafa yafa. Why? Maybe when you do the matana, you're not going to get both of them. Teretz, as you say, yesh bila, it gets completely mixed. So how come here, punkt, you have it, then you have to ma'arif yafa yafa? So I would say, okay, if anything, there'll be a raya tzanayadin. If it's damad, then you need par and sar, so you have to mix it up really well. There's a din yesh bili, you have both. Mashenkin, if it's an ayin din, that you need par and sar together, so maybe the par and sar, that din is, lakach midama parim dama sar, they have to mix together. We'll speak about this a little bit later in the shiur also. Now the Brisker Rav brings Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said, what's the din if you're not ma'ariv l'kronis? Reb Chaim held that there's a din ma'ariv l'kronis. What if you didn't? What according to the Yom that says ma'ariv l'kronis, what if you didn't? What if you made a mistake? And you did the four matanis in the par, and then you also did the four matanis in the sar separately. Are you yaitzer? Reb Chaim says, you yaitzer. So the Rav says, so it's mashma koin tim, it's two matanis. is a matanif in the pie, matanif in the soil, is a din to do it together. So you could say the din to do it together, it's in the chatchila. But the evad is not ma'akif if you do it separately. But if you're going to say it's an ayah matanif in both, mehechatesis, you could do it separately. So that's why he says, but the Minchas Rambam says it's not mamash mukhrich. You could say even if it's an ayah matanif and them from both together, but could be even an ayah matanif from both together, but the evad works if you do it separately. It's a rechiyin b'zeh. And one more nekuda, the Teizah Shanim, asks the following question. It's a Gemara in Zochim that Payal from the base, it's also Menachas Dafkov base, that learns out from this thing, Rabbi Huda, that holds Mim Bemina Lebot, that learns it out from Malachach Midama Par Midama Sar, and Dava Yadua, that there's more Par, there's more Dama Par than Dama Sar. So how does it work? It's a Rai Mim Bemina Lebot. Since they're both Dama, it's not Bato. And the Rabbanan say, they learn out from there, Ein Oilem Mevatlan Zeh Zeh. Not the mimba mino ebata, but since they both go on the mizbeach, they're both eilin ein eilin mevatlim zeh. So the Gemara says in Svachim, if you hold ein ma'arvin lekronis, so how do you know the din of ein eilin mevatlim zeh? You can't learn out from dam apar dam asar because it's separate. I feel like it'd be innocent. So Gemara is a different basic. So in fact, the Taisa Shadim, the ma'isa and halacha is that according to everyone, the seven azayis al tirei, you are ma'arv. The omach lekis is kronis. That's the Taisa station in both verays. The Omach Lekis is the Kronis, but afterwards, the Kuli Alma, you mix them together for the seven Azayis Altirei. So the Shaila is, why do you learn out from the seven Azayis Altirei? The Zakta Teis Yishanim, because it doesn't say via Midam Asar. It doesn't say Midam Asar. So the Briskirav explains what he means is like this. Briskirav says like this. He says, Be'emis in the whole Gemara is very sure. How's the Shaykh to say Bittul? That's what the Torah wants you to do. So that's the Mitzvah of Chachila. How's the Shaykh Bittul? Bittul is when they're supposed to be separate. And now they get combined, so then you say, the mi'etz batul b'rayah. But if they're supposed to be together, how's it shayach bittul? Be'emesin is not shayach bittul anyway. That's not. Navartis, since the Torah called it dam soyer, Vaisis is still halachic dam soyer here. It's not that the Torah will tell you, mix it together and do a zrika, and you want to know how does it work, I should be batul. What do you mean? The Torah says this is the zrika, with the dam apart and dam soyer together. But the Torah says, since the Torah called it dam soyer, it's called Dam Sar, it's not Bato. So I want to time it like this. If you say it's Taka one Matana from both, then what the Rav is saying is there's Mukhrich. It's very solid. If there's no din to give a Zrika from the Par and a Zrika from the Sar, there's a din to do Zrika from both. So what Chayach Bittel? Pa'alma Chayach Bittel. That's the Halacha. This is the Dam the Torah wanted to be Zarek, this mixture. But if you're going to say, now you have to do a zrika from dam par, you have to do a zrika from dam sar, and the Torah is telling you, the chachilim, we want the zrika to be together. So Chaya does state that there's no bittul. I mean, to say that it's stam, it's mitzvah of the kach, it's yetzim and aklal, you don't usually say it, usually you learn out from there. So Chachilim says that, maybe since it's mitzvah of the kach, so you wouldn't say bittul, not sure. But the Chaya, and I think it's what the Rav means, that if you're going to say that it's a nayim matana from both together, so then the chali can't learn a bittul. So why do you learn a bittul? Because since the Torah called the dam sar, Vaisei Sinat Bratul still has the halachic status of dam sar. But maybe you could say Teisa Shana means like this. If it doesn't say dam apar v'dam sar befeirish in the pasuk, so then you'll taka say it's a din zrika from both together, not two zrikas in one. But since the Torah said dam par dam sar, even though you're aware of it, but since the Torah called the dam soy, so that means the Torah is telling us two zrikas in one. So that's what he's saying. It's damazai that you put them together, that doesn't teach you a bit of why, because I'll tell you it's one zrikam chadeshes or both. But since the Torah called the dam par and dam soy, that teaches you that's two separate zrikas that you're doing together. Epshad asif shan the taizah shan. Now, kapanim, that's the chakir. Is it two zrikas together, or is it one Naya Zrika? Now I mentioned before, Reb Chaim said that it's not Ma'akev if they're separate, and the Brisker Rav said from there it's Mashma, it's two separate Zrikas. The Chazanish also holds that way. The Chazanish agrees with this Reb Chaim. The Chazanish is here on Yuma, and Reb Chaim Sim Kuv Chesiv Kan Hey. And he says in Sora that it's not Ma'akev if you don't put it together. He says, Loi Mibaya according to Behuda. The Behuda holds that Chukah is only said on Dvarim and Asim and Bigdalav and Bifnim. We had this before, we'll have this soon in the Perek, that only the Big Day Lovin, that's Lefnai, Lefnim, you have a din that it's Ma'akev. Here it's not big dalal b'fnim, it's done on the mizbeach and the hechel. But even according to Mechemia, that chukas, all the things are nasa big dalavan, but here won't be makiv. He says, because it's not a din and avedis and kippur, it has to be together. The Gemara learns that from achas b'shana, achas l'ishtayim, it's a din in gisha shal mizbeach la'aveda. It's interesting. That's a mitzvah avedis and kippur, it could be separate. The reason why I have to put it together is, because we don't want, there's a din mitzvah mizbeach pnimi, not to use it more than achas b'shana. According to the Chazon Ish, it's pashit that it's two separate zrikas in the dam and pyre and dam and sori. And mitzad the hilchas of avedis and kippur is just as good separate. There's a nayin din mitzad hilchas mizbeach and pnimi that they have to be together. So mechudish think a way of looking at it. But he brings a raya to the yisay that it's not agav. He brings mamash a gemara and daf mem. Mamash kamana mefeirish a gemara. That when the gemara was discussing this thing, whether the dvarim hanasin, the big delavim bifnim, you say chukah, it's ma'akiv the seder, and dvarim hanasin, the big delavim b'chutz, is not ma'akiv, the Gemara says, the lashon of the Gemara is, hiknim dam apar b'mizbeach, kaidim matnes asir b'hechel loy ma'akiv. The Gemara naf mem. Rabbi Yehuda, the Omer, that it's not ma'akiv, because it's nasib, only in dvarim hanasin, the big delavim bifnim is ma'akiv. Now, if you maknim the matnes dam, the matnes par in the mizbeach, before the matnas seir behechel, obviously you're doing it without ma'arev. You're not ma'arev it. You're doing the matnas par, that doesn't sound like it's ma'arev with the damasar, and the damasar you're keeping for the hechel. So it sounds pretty clear that you're not ma'arev it, and still it's not ma'akev. Ma'amish Mefurish, and Rabbi Yehuda in Menachis Tafkof Bey says that you're ma'arev in the Kronis. Gval de Garayim from the Gemara, Ruim Adavel Amisha Aram, the Chazanish, uncovers very often, he discovers Gemaris that the Mamish Klarai is the different Shailas. The Ilam says over in Bekivega that Bekivega holds it is Makiv, if you're not Ma'ariv. Where's there Bekivega? Is there Bekivega? It's in both in Simon Kufchav Tess and the Chuvis. It's also in Merachi and Aleph and Jush V'chiddish. He's in the Chajim. What is the Rambam Pask in Lagam Adin of the Ovidloi Mahani or not? He brings theories in the Rambam. And one of the problems is, the Gemara in Tmur is Mavur, that if you hold the Ovid Loi Mahani, you also have to hold that Ein Ma'arvin Lekronis. Now the Rambam Paskin is Ma'arvin Lekronis, and the Rambam in a few places Paskin is the Ovid Loi Mahani. So he holds in the Rambam, and he holds that the Rambam holds it's a Seikid Dina. That's how he stims all the Rambams. And he says like this, so why does the Rambam say Ma'arvin Lekronis? Because he says, because the Rambam holds that even if you hold Ein Ma'arvin Lekronis, you're allowed to be Ma'arv, you just don't have to be Ma'arv. So Mamela, he yaits if he ma'arif. So Ayba says, so the Rambam says, okay, so why not be ma'arif? It's a suffix. It's a suffix of Ipaskin Avon Lemahani. And the Gemara in Tumuz Mavura, that goof is a shal of Ipaskin Ma'arif on the Kronis. See the Gemara there. Why? The Al-Kabanim, that state. So, the Kitza, the Rambam, the Kvega has a hechik of the Rambam holds it's a suffix of Ipaskin Ma'arif on the Kronis and that. And that's why the Rambam says, ma'arvin, me suffix. Because if you hold a ma'arvin, then he yes, if it's more of, so if you have a suffix, you might as well be ma'arvit. So, the ilum tain is, so a ma'arvin holds yes, if it's more of. So if you hold ma'arvin, a karchach you have to hold that you're not yes, if it's not more of. Since Rabbi Kvega says, if a ma'arvin, yes, if it's more of, in them state, that if you hold ma'arvin, a karchach you're not yes, if it's not more of. But the Minchas Ram, I think, is Deicha this Rai, I think, very correctly. Because Rabbi Kivega is saying more than that. Rabbi Kivega is not just saying Yetzir b'di Eved, if you hold Ein Ma'arvin, if it's Muruv. He means to say Yetzir l'chat chila. He's Mitzayin, he says it very bekitzer, but he's Mitzayin now what Taisa say on the Chesem and Aleph. Taisa says, Taimuli, v'adahar Rabbi Yenison islay d'mashu shirin k'echa u'mash me'echa me'echa f'nei atzmai. V'acha mashu say dafka mashu v'atzmai f'nei atzmai. V'nir Elian, he says a teretz. So Taisa's kasha is that normally Rabbi Yenison holds either one works. So he's saying the Rambam holds like Taisa's kasha, that it's just as good. You could be ma'ariv, you cannot be ma'ariv. A ma'ariv in the Kodesh just means you don't have to be ma'ariv. That's all it means. But he's not discussing with the Eved. You see, Kipshutai, if you hold a ma'ariv in the Kodesh, avada ma'ariv would work with the Eved. L'kuli alma. Because we find, by the par and the sar b'fnim even, the Gemara says, if it was ma'ariv, the Gemara says, Rav held it works if you do it together for both. And the only reason why Rabbi Yirmiyah argues earlier is because the Chsarin and Seder. When you have the Pyre and the Sarim Uriv together, and you do it together for both, so Kum Dais, You're doing the lamala of the sar before this ayin lamata of the par v'tayyam v'chiper v'chuli. So there's no sign of it being ma'uriv and doing it together be'etzim. The sar is saved. The nanavada wouldn't apply by the dal kranis because there isn't a saved by the dal kranis. There's no din to do the par first and then the sar, even if only ma'ariv and the kranis. So I think it's partial that the evin, if you hold a ma'arivin works. And Reb Chaim and the Chazanish is saying, if you hold ma'arivin, then b'di'evin, a ma'arivin also works. Each one of them would hold that b'di'evin, the other one would work. Now the man of ma'arivin, the Kranis holds, l'chat chili hafti ma'ariv. That's the halacha. Achas b'shano, umidam apar midam asar, teaches you have to be ma'ariv. What does Reb Yehudah hold? Taisus holds, Reb Yehudah holds, no, l'chat chili should not be ma'ariv. And Taisus explains why. Rabbi Kveg is saying in the Rambam, they know either one is good enough. If you're ma'ariv, it's good. If you're not ma'ariv, it's good. They're both good. But ba'ifin, there is no mashmoyis from Rabbi Kivega that it's ma'akib in the Evan. In order to say ishtikl in the Rambam, that the Rambam says, since it's a suffix, you might as well be ma'ariv, you have to say that the one who holds a ma'ariv, even like a chilik you ma'ariv. Otherwise, shev al ta'as adiv. That's the pshat of Rabbi Kivega. So b'kitzur, Reb Chaim and the Chazanish both hold that if you hold ma'ariv and it's not ma'akev in the Evin, and the Chazanish brings Ryan from the Gemara early on the Afmen, and the Kivega, I don't see any mashmayis that he argues. So come days, you have two mahalchim in the din of ma'arivin. What's the pshat in ma'ariv? We have a mahalach to say that the yisoid of ma'arivin means that it's a naya teiris matana from the par and the sar together. Naya teiris matana. Maybe b'chai gamna, it's more mistarbit to say it is ma'akev. That's what the Biskirov times. Reb Chaim and the Chazanish hold is not ma'akev. Then we have a word from the Chazanish that ma'arivin is a din in the mizbeach ha'pnimi. You shouldn't do more than one hazah on the one set of matanis on the mizbeach ha'pnimi. Now the Milchus Avraham brings in the Biskirov a third pshat in ma'arivin, and it goes like this: there's a Yishalmi. Yishalmi brings down the Brayis in Teres Kainim. It says, "Let's call Adam Mepar Yishbarich L'Rabbis Tashi Emik Burim Moshiachas Shirai." We'll have this. That there's a ribui from Miskol Adam HaPar Yishbech to Yimarba Adam HaPar Vashukha Shirayim. So, Frekta Yishalmi, what happened to Bidam HaSor? The Pasuk tells in Shukha Shirayim the Adam HaPar. What happened to Bidam HaSor? And for the Yishalmi, since you have to Yimarba Adam HaPar with the Adam HaSor, so Mele Shukha Shirayim the Adam HaSor. It's more with the Adam HaPar. So, Avadra is in Shukha Shirayim the Adam HaSor because it's more with the Adam HaPar. As I said to Yishalmi. So, fact the Biskirov, but how do you know you have to be ma'arev all the damasar? Maybe you'll just be ma'arev part of the damasar, enough to be mazid on the mizbeach apnimi, and the other part you're not going to be ma'arev. So, if there's a din shvich ishraim, that would teach you to be ma'arev all of it and do the shvich ishraim with the damasar. There's no din shvich ishraim. So, why are you saying the Torah only had to tell you the par, the sar, you'll know memela because it's ma'arev? Mechateis all the sar is ma'arev. Maybe only ma'arev enough to make the matana. And he brings a similar shaila in the Gemara in Bavli Yosef. The Gemara in Menachos that we mentioned says that you learn out, according to Behuda, Mimba Mina is Loi Batal, because it says, Alakach Midam Apar Midam Asar, and Adavi Yedua Shadam Shapar Merubi Midam Asar, and it's still not Batal. And what did Rabbana do? They tell you, Enayin Lamavatlan Zezeh. So he wants to know, maybe not. Maybe the din is Mimba Mina is Batal. Eilin Amavatal Zezeh. So how do you take from the Dhamma Par and the Dhamma Sar? Very simple. You measure an exact amount of Dhamma Par with an exact amount of Dhamma Sar and put them together and do the Zrikas there. And the rest of the Dhamma Par and the Dhamma and the rest of the Dhamma Par, don't be Ma'arif. How do you know you have to put all the Dhamma Par together with the Dhamma Sar? And why would you have to? As Dr. Biskirov Weistas, as a state in the Pasuk, V'lokach mi Dhamma Par mi Dhamma Sar, that's a din to be Ma'arif. Not stand that you have to do a zrika with the dama par and a zrika with the dama sar and the grata have to do it together. There's a naya din to be ma'arif. So mele the chi of this you ma'arif all the dama par and all the dama sar, and that's where the gemara can learn out the din of mimba mina le'batel, and that's where the yishalmi can learn out the din of shrika shirayim from the dama sar, because in the lagach with dama par and dama sar state that the entire thing is moved together. So grata the mechaz avram says that could also be mevayin the din. I wish the Biskirov had a shaila. What's the pshat in the din that I have to be ma'ariv at yafa yafa? All right, we said before the Biskirov held that that's a raya, that it's two different matanis, and you have to make sure that you have both. And I tie in the fakeh to make sure you have both. You say yesh bila. Maybe it's a din, it's one matana, so mela, the din of the matana is the ma'uriv. But the Melech Hashem says, according to the Brisk Rav, it's tam a din in the dam that has to be ma'uriv, so then is the ma'uriv yafi yafi. If it's tam a din, they have to be, have a zrika from the par and the sar, and they have to be together, so what if they ma'uriv yafi yafi? But if it's a din ma'ariv, it has to be ma'uriv yafi yafi. There's a very interesting Mikdash David also, which I think also goes with this Brisk Rav. The Mikdash David brings the kash of the Gvura Sari. I'm going to mention this kasha in the last sugya. Sugya earlier said like this. If you have some of the dam, par, and sar that got maruv together, and some of it is separately, hab shita, that the zrikas you do is with the separate dam. But now the question is, the dam that was mixed together, do you spill it to the yisai? Does it have din shvich hashirayim? Or do you spill it to the yama? And the gemara's mavur in there, you can't be zayriket. So that's the question. Since you can't be zayriket, so maybe there's no din shvich hashirayim, or maybe not. Maybe even though you can't be zayriket, has din shvich hashirayim. That was the sugya in the previous amud. So the gemara asks Akasha, what do you mean you can't be zayriket? I understand you can't be zayriket lefnai lefnim or in the hechel, because then you're supposed to do the par and the sar separately. But when you get to the kronis, you're supposed to do it together. So I have a great idea. Be zayriket the par and the sar in the hechel. And then when you're going to mix the par and the sar, mix his blood also with them. And then you'll be able to be zayrik all the dam on the dalet kronis and on tiyarei. And then of course you'll be able to do shvich hashirayim. As I think the Gvura Sariya Gvaldi Gashayla. So the Mikdash David, his first teretz is that the din of doing matanis on the kronis and the tiray is to do the matanis with the dam that you did the zrikal of Nayav Lim Lehechel. Since this dam, you couldn't do the zrikal of Nayav Lim Lehechel, so you can't do this dam on the kronis and the tiray. Very good teretz. But then the Mikdash David says, I want to tell you another teretz. Mixing the dam is an avoida. It needs a kayin gadol. It's just like tvilas etzva and likul levaina. Whatever you need for an avoida is an avoida. So taking the levaina out of the mincha to burn on the mizbeach is an avoida. Sticking your finger in the blood to put it on the mizbeach is an avoida. Who had then mixing the dam apar and the dam asar is an avoida. It needs a kayin gadol. So there we're talking about it got mixed not through the kayin gadol. Some other kayin mixed it. Or some other person mixed it. So now it wasn't done El Yedei Kayin Gadol. It doesn't have a din of Dama Par and Dama Sar. I think it's much easier to say this Rav, like the Brisk Rav, that there's a din to Ma'ar of the Dam. If it's Dama din to be Zarek the Dam together, then Lechayah, the Eruv of the Dam is not an Aveda. But if it's a din that the Dam has to be mixed, so then the mixing can be an Aveda and we need a Kayin Gadol. The Minchas Rav brings from our barrel another Gishmak Gavart al Pidus Brisky Rav. And we mentioned the Teis Hashanim's Kasha. The fable about the Teis Hashanim. The Teis Hashanim's Kasha was that why does the Gemara assume if you hold Ma'arv in the Kronos, you have a right that Mimba Mina Leibato or Ein Oilam of Alan says, eh? Even if you hold Ein Ma'arv in the Kronos, but Lamaisi Ma'arv in Fatir, right? So Mel over there, he should bring a right to the same Yisayin that Mimba Mina Leibato and Ein Oilam of Alan says, eh? And you remember the Teis Hashanim's teretz was, because it doesn't say Beferish Dam Asar, only if it says Beferish Dam Asar, you have a raya. And if the Rav held that Bechal, you can't say it's Batal, it's the source of Bekach, it's only because the Torah calls it Dam Asar, so it's Halachic Dam Asar, that's how you know it's not Batal. But the Beryl says, the feed this Yisrael from the Rav, you could say another teretz, the Teis Hashanim's Kasha, not the Teis Hashanim's teretz. Because the Rav had a Kasha, Mehecha Teisa, you're pouring all the Dam Apar and the Dam Asar. Maybe he's just making an exact amount. And that the Rav said, that the din of Alakach, Midama, Pai, Midama, Sar, is a din in the dam that it should be ma'uriv together. So you have to ma'uriv all the dam together. But that's only if you hold ma'uriv in the chronics. But if you hold a ma'uriv in the chronics, so this din of ma'uriv and fatirai, that's not a din of dam, pai, dama, sar. Teis Hashanim, there's bother where that din came from. Some want to say it came because it says Sheva Pamim. Not the Dalit Pamim. But being as it may, there is just a din that the Zrik is together. There's no din that the Dam has to be together. There's a din that the Zrik is Par and Sar, but the Zayin al Tirai should be together. But there's no din to Ruf. It's today you can't bring a riot because Adrabah, make the Dam of the Par and the Sar, get an exact measure, an exact amount, and put it together. It's only because of the Pasuk of Alakach Midama Par Midama Sar, That teaches you the din teruv is dam. That tells you have to do all the dam. So then we know you do the dam parish room midam asar. But if the for the zayin al tirai, where it doesn't say block midam parish midam asar, so there's no din bats in teruvus. It's just the din to be zayin together. So there you could put together the dam that you want to put together. You can make an exact amount, and you wouldn't be a raya that min the minalei batel or ein olam of alin zezeh. Lamaisa, of course, when the Gemara learns out from a different pasuk that ein olam of alin zezeh, of course you are going to put all the dam together. But kapanim wouldn't be much from the pasuk.